That's Rockin' Chairs off Brantley Gilbert's brand new album, The Devil Don't Sleep, which is available now. We're actually talking to Brantley about the album and playing all the cuts. And I got to tell you, Brantley, you're giving your fans a hell of a lot of music. This is just a lot. And I know for a while, I remember reading that you were actually kind of having writer's block, or you were just kind of struggling with the creative, but obviously the dam broke and it all came pouring out. So, I mean, just talk to me about the fact that you managed to come up with more than enough material.
In the beginning. And of course, you know this about me too. I'm a perfectionist when it comes to certain things in a weird way.
Yeah.
You know, I'm obsessive compulsive, but not in stuff can have a little bit of dust on it as long as it's the same distance apart from the next thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's certain things. I'm really strange about certain things having to be a certain way. And it wasn't necessarily that we didn't have the songs. We had plenty of songs to make a record all along.
Mm-hmm.
We could have put out a record a month after we put the last one out.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't that we didn't have songs. It was, do they tell the story? And
right.
Do they tell it correctly? Do they tell it truthfully? Do they cover the whole thing? Is there some extra stuff in there? It's just good time and stuff on top of the story.
Right.
You know what I mean? Do we cover everything we covered on the last record and then some? Because honestly, when we go into making a record, I listen to all the past records, and they all have a feeling at the end of them. And, you know, it takes you on a little journey. Did this one do that? And it didn't for me at first. I mean, it took some arranging and rewriting. And when we start from a catalog over 200 songs,
right,
that's not counting the stuff that's just not finished. I mean, there are ideas that are just verses or verse choruses and things that are unfinished that didn't fit the last record or the record before that, that are 10 years old.
Wow.
That may fit this one. There may be a verse chorus that, let's write this verse, let's write that chorus, see where it goes. Oh, well, there it is. You know what I mean? It's kind of like an aha moment, and that happened several times. And actually, by the end of it, when we really started putting it together and putting things in order to tell the story sonically from song to song, thematically, we had more than we needed. Obviously, with 26 songs, 5 of those are live recordings of songs that have been done in the past. But outside of that, I mean, we're talking, you know, 21 songs that hadn't been done before at all. And we had songs left over. I think we recorded 5 more in the studio, or if not more, that we still didn't use.
Well, I know you say this next song is kind of like you in a nutshell. It's called The Ones That Like Me on Big Machine Radio.